Here's your 512 Tech and Business Update. Advanced Micro Devices is buying rival chipmaker Xilinx in a $35 billion deal. The announcement was made on Tuesday that the all-stock transaction will create the industry's largest high-performance computing company and further advance AMD's growing portfolio. Combined, it will have 13,000 employees, with the deal expected to close at the end of 2021. The two companies hope to further establish themselves against Intel and other rivals as demand booms for chips needed for computers, cars, and aerospace. Auto stocks are seeing a boom. Shares of GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler are all up more than 30% since the beginning of June. Tesla continues to rise as well, with its shares up more than 150% over that period. The rally of the automaker stock is due to strong sales in the third quarter. With people concerned about public transit due to the pandemic, a new source of demand for car purchases has emerged. The automakers are still facing challenges, with the companies not expected to see the previous year's sales until 2022. Microsoft's third quarter earnings are out, and the company reported $37.2 billion in revenue for the 3 months ending in September. This is above the predictions of $35.8 billion. Revenue in the intelligent cloud segment reached $13 billion, up 20% from 2019. Microsoft also saw a rise in personal computing revenue, which was up 6% to $11.85 billion. And Austin-based Eagle Eye Networks, which has created video management systems software to help people, businesses, and other establishments with their video surveillance through encrypted and cloud-based video, has announced a $40 million Series E raise led by Accel. The company also uses AI to flag suspicious activity and notify the video operator. The company plans to use the new funding to fuel its continued growth and further expand on its technology. It's headquartered in Austin, but has offices in Europe and the Asia-Pacific region, with customers across the world. And that's your 512 Tech and Business Update. I'm Amy Edwards.